The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike Dettelier rejoins us now. Talk about the Saints and the Raiders quickly, Mike. Just one more sidestep, and that is a report that Darian Mensah getting $4 million a year in name, image, and likeness from Duke. And God bless this young man, and good that he got it. But it just makes me think, as you look ahead to name, image, and likeness, this is not going to go on forever. It seems like Duke may have overpaid, and at some point, the market's going to regulate itself. Thoughts on that?
No. I don't think it will. I think we're living in the wild, wild west of recruiting at the collegiate level. And we live in a different times now where, people maybe had money and they were in their 70s and 80s, maybe 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, I'm not dealing with that. You know, somebody else is going to fool with that after I pass away. Today, people with immense money.
Why build a library when you can have a quarterback, right?
Yeah, and so that deal is, if I'm going to do what I want to do with my money, and nobody's going to tell me, okay, yeah, you need a new library, that's fine, go ask somebody else, but I'm going to give it to the athletic department.
So let me ask you about the market then, the market. So Mensah getting $4 million from Duke, what does that mean as far as a Garrett Nussmeier, if he were to enter the transfer portal and go to, an Oregon or something like that? I'm not saying he's going to, but what if Mensah gets $4 million from Duke, I got to believe Garrett Nussmeier would be worth, like, what, $8 million to Oregon or something?
It just depends on who would pay you. But, Tommy, I think we're living in that age today where a high school kid has never taken a snap in a at any level of college play, and he's getting well over $2 million to go to Michigan because Larry Ellison, who runs Oracle, says, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. You know, what does it take for you to come here? What does it take? And I'm willing to pay it. And the one thing you understand when you deal with people with that kind of money, you're not telling them what to do with it.
No.
You know, they tell you what they do, and they don't care what you think about how they spend their money.
You made me laugh because I'm thinking, what's it going to take for me to put you in this uniform today, right? Let's talk about the Raiders. Yeah. Who's their guy on defense?
Well, that's where they've really been hit with injuries. But the guy recently who has really come through for him has been a bit of a nomad defensive lineman, and he was at LSU, Kalavon Chaisson.
Mm-hmm.
Kalavon had bounced around this league all over the place. He's a former first-round pick, really good player at LSU. And it never worked. They pick him up because they got a ton of injuries. Man, Shaitan has really played well for the Raiders. It's the right fit, okay? And I talk about this a lot. Not everybody, you know, is the round peg, round hole. And sometimes you get out of the alignment. Right fit for him in that defense. He has really played well. Always a great athlete, could run the field, could pressure the quarterback. He was a bit of a one-trick pony in that he had that speed move, but you could tell he's worked with people in the offseason to help him in those counter moves, and he has really played well the last 3 weeks for the Raiders, despite the fact, you know, they lose one of the best players in pro football in Max Crosby to an injury. And Caleb Owens came in, really has played well, Tommy. So on defense, he's the guy. On offense, Brock Bowers from Georgia. First round pick this year. And I had somebody text me a couple days ago about, I remember texting you and you, I said, give me two guys you'd bet every nickel you have would make it in the NFL. And I told him, Jaden Daniels, Brock Bowers. And he said, I just wanted to remind you, that's what you told me. Look what those guys are doing. And I do remember him calling and asking about it. Brock this year has caught more passes as a rookie tight end than any other player in the history of the National Football League.
Wow.
He clipped Sam Laporta's numbers from a year ago. And with five more catches, he becomes the all-time rookie leader in receptions. Puka Nacua has that record today. He's five catches away, which means he'll probably get that against the Saints, to break the record for most catches by a rookie at either wide receiver or tight end. He's the guy.
8:50, 10 till 9. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the Saints offense and what's likely to happen on Sunday as the Saints take on the Raiders. 8:50, 10 till 9 traffic.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, WWL. 8:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettelier. Mike, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I'm just thinking, with the CBA and the rookie contracts, you could be looking at a situation where you take a pay cut when you go to the NFL from college football.
Correct.
That's crazy,
and that's
man.
Happening.
That is crazy.
That is actually happening today.
That is nuts.
You'll take a pay. Because you're not getting, remember that original contract, that's not where you really make the money. It's the second contract.
Right.
So for a lot of players, they are doing exactly what you said. They're taking a pay cut to go.
If I'd have told you that 10 years ago, you'd have me locked up. Let's talk about the Saints offense.
I agree.
Injuries.
It's just a changing world.
It is. What do you see happening Sunday, Mike?
If the Saints can't run the football, they lose in this game. Again, their inability to run the football has sunk their boat. When they have won, it is because they can run the ball. Now, if they don't run it against the Raiders, they're going to lose this game. And what I've seen with the Raiders, they are not a good team. They make a lot of mistakes, but they play hard. Hey, you get in that ring with them, man, they take it to you. So you better get ready for a fight in this game against the Raiders. And I think the key here is for the Saints, they got to run the football. They got to be able to run the football. And on defense, they've got to be able to stop the passing game of the Raiders and they have with Brock Bowers and Jacoby Myers, who's turned out to be a pretty doggone good football player for the Raiders. And again, it all depends on Aiden O'Connell and how well he can throw the football. Got to get pressure on him.
You know, this is going to sound crazy to say trap game, but this seems like I don't feel good about what's going to happen Sunday with the Saints.
I don't either.
Okay.
I feel the same way you do. Now, last week was different. I just knew the Packers were a better team than the Saints. Well, I can't say that about the Raiders, but again, the way they give a lot of effort, they play hard, and they're coming in here to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people talk about tanking. Last week's win against Jacksonville basically kind of knocked them out of the top two spots that they could have picked a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Antonio Pierce said it best. Hey, we're not tanking for nothing. We out here to win. My job is to win, and my players are going to play to win. And so now with that win under their belt, I think they're going to give the Saints everything they want. Saints better come prepared against the Raiders. I know the record doesn't indicate it, but they're a football team that, if you watch those two games against the Chiefs, they came within an eyelash of beating them not once, but twice.
And I guess coming off of Monday night's effort, it's kind of hard to see how they bounce back. The Saints,
and you don't have your center. You don't have your left guard.
No
Kamara. I maybe would feel different if Derek Carr was playing, but I don't think he plays in this game. And you sort of beat up at the skill positions. Again, you might be surprised with how well the Raiders come in this game, and they got nothing to lose. Nothing. They've already lost it. So you're going to get their best shot.
I hope the Saints are ready. Thank you, Mike Dettelier. We'll be listening all weekend long.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. You bet. Happy New Year to you, too, by the way, Mike. I won't talk
to
you again
until
New
Year.
Same to you.